Hi, Shagun.
Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Doing excellent. I'm really looking forward to talking to you today. We at Egghead started using your library, your Chakra UI, so it's something I'm really interested in.
Awesome.
But first, I wanted to ask you just how did you get started? Like, what has your career been like, and how did you get to the point where you're developing full design systems as open source projects? What got you to this point?
Okay, I would say I didn't really start out as a front-end developer. My journey started about 5 years ago. I started with UI design. Back then, it wasn't called UI design. I guess it was called mock-up design,
right?
With Photoshop. So I used Adobe Photoshop then to try to create designs. And shortly after a while, most of the clients I work with, asked to convert their designs to WordPress. So that was my first introduction to this thing called web design or web development. Because I had some issues with WordPress, struggled with themes and plugins, and I just gave up after that time with anything that has to do with development or HTML or CSS, right? So I went straight into UI design fully using Sketch and Figma for quite a while, right? So I attempted to try again to come back to front-end development just to see if this time it won't be as frustrating for me, right? And it turned out to be really good. I think one of the things that scared me back then was jQuery. All the different options and config and all the things you have to do. So, that scared me. But when I came back to it about 2 years ago, seeing React and how easy it is for me to create components, I think it really just stuck for me. And, it helped me to really start my journey to front-end development. To be honest, I think one of the things that helped me was I tried to build an application called CareerLift. CareerLift is an online platform to help people create their resumes really fast. Right, so CareerLift, working on CareerLift, building CareerLift really helped me to master most of the core concepts in React and HTML and CSS.
So you were doing design and you're a UI designer, and you tried and PHP and WordPress just didn't do it. But then when you came back to try this, you hit React. And so you're saying CareerLift, this site that you built to help people with their resumes, it's kind of the side project or your project that you could control and play with and felt safe to build on. Is that correct?
Yes. So CareerLift is my project. So I started with a couple of friends. Mm-hmm. So we built it together and we decided to, launch it to see if people would be interested in trying it out and even paying for it. So it's been amazing so far.
And did they? Have they paid for it? Has it been a success in your eyes?
Yes, it has been a success. Quite a number of people actually pay for it. It's a subscription service. Quite a number of people pay for it, and I'm quite excited about that.
Is that your full-time job at this point, or are you still working outside of that?
I'm still working outside of that at the moment.
Okay. That's cool, though, and I love that, because I know the feeling, right, when somebody's buying something that you've made, and it's useful to them, and they're actually getting the value out of it and paying a subscription. I don't think there's anything I've felt in my career quite the same as that. Just that feeling is amazing.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
So you've stopped calling yourself a designer, and I'm really curious about that and would love to hear more about why you stopped referring to yourself as strictly a designer.
I would say, I wouldn't say that I'm no longer a designer, to be honest. I think I'm still a designer at heart, but I changed that because I feel like I can be of help to people beyond just design. I could be of help to more clients and help them be able to engineer their applications beyond just the visual design. Because I think the scope is quite limited. When I call myself a UI designer, when people reach out to me, they reach out to me for mockups or sketch designs. But I know my skill set is way beyond that, so I decided to broaden the net a bit so people know what I'm really good at.
So what do you prefer now? What do you prefer to have as your job title?
I think I would say UI engineer. if there's a role like that. I think there's a role called UX engineer.
Yeah, user experience.
UX engineer sounds more like a good role.
Yeah, and to me, because even, you know, like I'm primarily a coder, but I have a little bit of a design background, and I always like think of, like when I think user experience, I think of the whole experience, which includes both visual design and the code, and then a bunch of other factors as well.
Yeah.
Do you generally recommend that other visual designers learn to code if they're interested in it?
Yes, I do. I mean, I really recommend it. The reason why I say so from personal experience is when I got into React and I started working on components, it immediately mirrored how I used to build symbols in Sketch and components in Figma. So it all made sense to me because I was really using Sketch back in the time when I needed it to create components with different states and different configurations. So coming to React and knowing that I can change the configuration with props really made a lot of sense. So I think as a designer, if you're really interested in learning how to code, you would have more advantage over someone who is an engineer who doesn't know how to design.
And so if somebody, you know, because I think a lot of people are intimidated just by the thought of code, and what do you have any advice to them? Like if somebody is interested in it, but are just, they feel intimidated, like this isn't something they can do. What do you tell people that are trying to get into or trying to cross over more into the development space from design?
Okay. So one of the things I tell people when I try to teach them front-end development is it's not as hard as it seems or it looks, right? Because I know sometimes people get overwhelmed by the posts on Twitter, by the posts on Instagram, by people who are doing great things, and feels like it's quite a lot of work. But I feel like, I mean, once you're a good designer, for example, it's going to be quite easy to move over to front-end development because you already have the mental framework you need to be able to move over. But if you don't have design background, either ways, just know that it's quite, it's not as hard as it looks, so don't be scared. Just try it out. You can start with HTML, CSS, and just try to master the fundamentals. Don't try to go too advanced because it might scare you. from going forward.
Now, what about the other way? Like if there's a developer that is interested in learning design, because I think that's always difficult, right? It's the communication. Like how do we talk to each other as developers and designers? But if I'm a developer and I want to pick up some more design so I can communicate both with my customers and my coworkers, what's your advice to a developer that wants to learn more about design?
Okay, so one of the things I would recommend is to check out Sarah Drasner's course, Design for Developers. That's a really good course to start out with. I would also recommend Refactoring UI by Adam Watan. Mm-hmm. I think it's also going to help you as a developer learn about design. Because I know, I mean, sometimes just coming from the world of development to design is a huge leap. And sometimes most developers are not patient enough to go through that phase. So I think that just taking it bit by bit, watch a course, read a book, might just start to incline you gradually towards design. And I mean, over time, you start to see that you have a better taste and you are able to make your UIs look really good with time as you practice and watch all these videos.
So for me, I don't know if this is your experience as well, but for me, like one of the biggest benefits of both design and development experience is the ability to communicate with collaborators. Like even if I'm never going to be a design expert, I still want to be able to communicate design with designers, right? Because it can be really challenging. So if we learn each other's vocabulary, we end up being more effective as teams, I feel.
Yeah, that's a good point as well. Designers have a vocabulary by default, and same with developers. So sometimes, I mean, just like you said, collaborating often with a designer would help you learn, I mean, how they see design. And it also works the other way as well. So a designer working closely with a developer would also see and learn how they view design. Because I think sometimes the two views of design sometimes can be different from a developer and a designer standpoint. So collaboration really helps as well.
Yeah. And Sarah's course, Sarah Drasner's Design for Developers, is on Frontend Masters, and it's an amazing course, and I recommend that to everybody. And I think Refactoring UI is incredibly interesting because what they have created is not only that book, but the book is really fantastic, but then they're basing it on Tailwind, which is a really nice CSS framework, I suppose, that it allows you to kind of make less design decisions and still create nice things. Have you used Tailwind at all as well?
Yes, I've used Tailwind, and it's really amazing. I mean, it's one of the things that really inspired me when I started Chakra UI. I mean, it was just a way for me to learn how Tailwind works, how it works behind the scenes, and see if it's possible to replicate that in React. So yes, it really helped me.
So what is Chakra UI? I think this is a good time to talk about this design system, this library, this set of components that you built. Can you explain what it is?
Okay. I think I will start. I'll really start with why I made Chakra UI.
Yeah, please.
So one of the key reasons why I started it was really just for me to learn. To be honest, I think one of the key values I have personally is to be comfortable learning in public, right? So I mean, the current state of my knowledge being available in public for people to learn from. That's one of the key values I personally hold, right? So what I wanted to do was to learn mostly how to create reusable and composable components in React. So I didn't just stumble on this idea. I mean, just all of a sudden. But working with other React libraries like Material UI or AntDesign, and just a couple of other UI libraries out there, I see the pain that it takes to style a component. I see the pain that it takes to make the component accessible. Most of all these key details are missing. I mean, all these UI libraries, even though I think, I mean, quite a number of them try to do a lot with accessibility, but I feel it can be better in terms of the experience of using these components, styling them, making sure they're accessible, and giving developers the freedom to be able to do anything they like with the components. All right, so that's really where it started from. So take, for example, if you're working in a company and a designer sends you a design in Figma, it's always some pain to take that design and convert it to code. Almost every single time, it feels like the developer is reinventing the wheel, writing a bunch of styles over and over again. And it feels quite painful. So I wanted to see if I could make that process really easy and leverage on React's composition pattern, which I learned from Ryan Florence, thanks to him. So I watched his React training course online. So he really talked about composing components in React. I mean, after that course was when I was really inspired to start Chakra UI.
Yeah, and so you mentioned, I think that like his course is amazing, and you mentioned accessibility as one of the core concerns of Chakra, and making that something that we as developers can just kind of have, right? Like, but why is that important? Why is it important to, you know, have a component that has accessibility as a primary concern?
Yeah, so one of the things that breaks my heart these days is the fact that most applications are not accessible. So let's start from a simple example. So if I open a website and I just try to tab through the website, somehow in some websites, I don't even know where my focus is, right? I mean, that's just from a keyboard navigation perspective, right? And in some other cases, I mean, I'm not able to get to some parts of the website except I use a mouse, right? Mm-hmm. And even for screen readers as well, I mean, if I place focus on an element, is it speaking out the correct things that sort of attributes that element, or is it just saying a generic element, right? So I mean, that was really the key concern for me as a way to I thought if we could make components accessible by default, most developers wouldn't have to think about accessibility because it comes out of the box and they can just compose components however they like.
Do you think people like avoid accessibility because it's too much work, or why? What's the objection, and why are people not adding this to their application?
I think it's, I don't think it's too much work, but yes, I agree. Sometimes it can be quite annoying to want to like factor in accessibility, particularly for the keyboard aspect and for screen readers. But I think that maybe we could do better in terms of the resources out there to help people build accessible components, because there are not many resources like tools or videos that can help people learn about accessibility. Right. So one key example I can give is let's assume you're trying to build a tab or a tabs component that has different tabs. Mm-hmm. And when I was learning HTML and CSS, they told us to be able to style the active tab, just pass a class name of active, and then just style it that way. And after a while, I mean, I come into accessibility and I learned that okay, there's an HTML attribute that I can add to the tag to let screen readers know that this is an active tab, right? But if I didn't check for that information, I mean, that would be lost, and I would just be using CSS to style an active tab when there is actually an HTML attribute to do that.
Yeah, so you tab around and visually it would change, but if you're using a screen reader or perhaps the design for whatever reason isn't obvious enough, then you don't notice and
exactly.
Yeah. Can you explain some of the design principles that went into Chakra?
Okay, so one of them would be composition. Mm-hmm. That really just means that people should be able to, we should break down any complex widget or component should be broken down into small parts and composed together, to form the main component. So take, for example, a modal. In a modal, you have the modal backdrop and you have the modal content area, right? So, that should really be composed together as individual React components, as mm-hmm. opposed to baking them together into one giant component that cannot be overrided or styled, right? So that's a common problem. So I thought that, composition really just means composing all the different parts of a complex component together and giving people the ability to style and even just extend the functionality of any component. All right, so that's one core principle. And obviously the second one would be accessibility, mm-hmm. which includes adding the proper area attributes, as much as possible, providing support for keyboard navigation. In areas we need to trap focus, see if you can trap focus and see how it works. And I think the last would be making it easy to style a component. So I would say styling. So right now in Chakra UI, we work with styled system as the base library. Thanks to Brent Jackson. I think style system is one of the it's an amazing library. So what we do with Chakra UI, we extend style system's functionalities. So it's really easy to style. So what I added to Chakra UI, which I really love, is the ability to style the interactive states of a component. So the over, the active, the disabled, the selected, the checked state are really easy to style via props, as opposed to trying to use emotion styled or creating a CSS.
So I think you bring up styled system, and I think what's interesting to me about that particular approach is it feels like to me it's based on kind of a specification, and it's something that we can use across various component libraries, and it gives us things like styled components, and you can use it with emotion, and you get rebase and reflex box and all these different pieces that at the core like have the same kind of like fundamental idea about how we style components, and I think that's been a revelation. And I was wondering, how is that working with styled system for you, and what do you think about this idea of a common core that we can all use to style components?
Yes, I think the style system specifications is really amazing. One of the things I like is the fact that more and more people are adopting styled system specifications and even styled system itself. Right. One thing I would really love to see in the community is more of a unification of all these design systems and component libraries I mean, for there to be some sort of uniformity across, so that it's easy for us to contribute and grow together. Mm-hmm. I mean, as opposed to having different types of specifications for theme objects. So I think Style System really does an amazing job, and more people are adopting Style System. That's why, I mean, I think I made a decision to just go with it.
Yeah, and it's System UI is the theme specification that they run underneath there. But to me, it's been like a completely game changer across the board. And I see more and more people adopting it and closing in on this. And it's something that's like flexible and considerate, and you know, like very, very usable, and you know, lightweight. It's not a huge specification. It's a very lightweight specification too, which I feel is important.
Yes.
What did you learn about design systems while you were building Chakra?
One of the key things I think I learned, so before I started building Chakra, I knew about design systems. Mm-hmm. And one of the way I always describe it would be, I mean, sort of a system that helps a company create digital products, like, I mean, really easily and really fast. I mean, I always compare it to, I mean, the human body, and we have all sorts of systems in our body. And those systems are in place, and you don't even have to think about them. They just work every single day, right? So I thought of a design system as a way to solve problems within an organization, to create digital products that solve real problems. So, I mean, it extends beyond just being a component library. I mean, it goes beyond, I mean, that. And I think I would define it sort of as, I mean, the patterns, the principles, the collaboration between teams that really make it easy to solve any problem a company has to solve. Right? So it's sort of a system of designing, I mean, of solving a problem. I mean, that's how I like to see it sometimes, not just a UI component library.
I think people often like think of it as a UI component library. I kind of feel like literally every company that's building, you know, web pages or web applications or whatever has a design system. Even if it's not something that they've documented, right? Like we have, it's like a human body, right? You have a body, you have systems. If you don't think about it, the systems are still there. They just might be bad. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that.
you know, so if you want to be intentional about your design system, then you can like build on the shoulders of those that have come before you. And I think, you know, often like the kind of holy grail, right, is this idea of, we're going to have a component set that we can use across the entire organization. And I look at something like Atlas Kit, where Atlassian has built this like monumental design system. And I think, wow, that's just, you know, like that's millions and millions of dollars and so many, you know, man years of effort to produce something like that. How do people get started? If we haven't defined a design system at all, where do we even begin, like as an organization, to like start bringing together a design system that we can talk about and collaborate on?
Okay. So, I mean, I think one of the key things I've learned recently about design system is, I mean, you don't just make a design system because you just like the idea of a design system.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, if you have an existing product, most likely you should create a design system to help, I mean, to sort of help that product. I mean, it's always best when you have something that already exists and you're trying to improve it and make it look consistent or feel consistent. I mean, then is a good time to think about having a design system. For those that just want to start a product, I'm sure, and I mean, the design system makes sense, but then as you keep growing and adding more features to your product or your software, I mean, you might most likely notice that you'll have to revise almost every single component you build as you go, right? So, I mean, it works both ways. I mean, I just feel like it's a lot easier when you have an existing product and you can see the need, I mean, to keep your product consistent. And you can see the need. I mean, you can literally see that maybe, I mean, two different pages of your site are not looking consistent and they look like, I mean, sites from two different companies, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's really the first place to start. And then the second one, the next would be, I mean, to really identify key areas, I mean, that really need help. If you have an existing product, you want to look through it. Look through all the inconsistent parts, possibly take screenshots of all the inconsistent parts and then try to sit down to list out all the things you might need for your design system, right? So you list out all the components, I mean, all the principles you have to follow to ensure that everything stays uniform.
So I think one of the interesting aspects of what you've done is you've created this open source project. And I'm wondering, you know, how has that been, like, launching an open source project and putting it out in the world and kind of dealing with contributors and that sort of thing? How's your experience been on the open source side of this project?
Yeah, so I mean, one of the things I mean I was told a while ago when I wanted to start, I mean, was not to get into the world of open source and just keep your things to yourself. No one cares about your components. I mean, just do your thing by yourself, right? But I thought that, I mean, that's the fastest way to learn is actually to learn to other people and to, I mean, make your ideas available to other people so they could possibly extend it and even give you more perspective, right? So, I mean, this is my very first attempt at open source. I mean, I'm not even sure. I mean, creating Chakra UI has really even helped me learn about GitHub and pull requests and issues. I mean, before Chakra UI, I didn't even know what this meant. Mm-hmm. Right, but I mean, when I was working on CareerLift, we used GitLab. So, I mean, I was just new to the world of GitHub and, I mean, all the issues and pull requests. But initially it felt quite like complex and complicated, but just looking through the systems, people submitting issues, complaining about different parts, and people genuinely contributing to it. So, I mean, it really made me feel good that, I mean, there are other people who can take this idea and even help evolve the idea, solve issues, extend it to even work better. So I really like the idea and the concept of open source. I really appreciate everyone that's contributed to Chakra UI so far. It's been amazing for me.
Yeah, it's great. I think it's just amazing that it's kind of, you know, it's this global experience. We can all work on this thing and make a, you know, better user experience, make the web more accessible, make our projects better, make our work better. It's really, really quite wonderful.
Yeah.
Jagun, it's been really great talking to you. Thank you for taking time out of your day. I really appreciate it. We really appreciate the work you do on Chakra at Egghead. It's something that we enjoy. And for everybody, thank you so much for the time and effort you put into this.
Awesome. Thank you, Joel. Thank you for having me on this podcast. I mean, I'm really excited to have the opportunity to talk about Chakra UI. I mean, I'm really happy to hear that Egghead is using Chakra UI, to be honest.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much.